Now, welcome on the call, the head coach at Monmouth, Kevin Callahan. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, Rob.
Good morning. Certainly a complete performance for your team coming off that bye as you beat Hampton 61-10 on Saturday. What did you like most about the way your team played?
Well, you know, Rob, as you said, I think, you know, coming off the bye, we were able to get a few key players back, guys went out the previous couple of weeks. And I think that certainly made a difference, you know, not only in our play on the field, but in our leadership. You know, I've got to give credit to our players, you know, for coming out of that bye week energized and ready to go. And I think despite the poor weather conditions, we were able to start fast and finish strong. And it was truly a team win where we had contributions from all three units. The offense obviously had a good day, defense and special teams. And anytime you can do that, I think you're going to be in a good spot.
Question this morning from Steve Ellison. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Rob. Hi, Kevin. How are you?
Good, Steve.
What do you, if you try and put your finger on this kind of defensive resurgence the last 2 weeks, two games, 17 points, I think that's the fewest you've given up in two games in 4 years. I don't know, are there things you can point to for that unit really coming around?
I think it's a combination of a lot of different things. I think there's the players are finally getting comfortable playing with one another. There's some new players in the lineup, guys who were not here last year, guys who missed part or most of the season a year ago, and they're back. And I think guys are getting comfortable playing with the guy next to them. And I think any good defense, you know, that's always the case. You always have a very good chemistry and kind of can feed off the guys that you're playing with. I think the defensive staff is doing an excellent job of putting our players in positions where they can make plays. And you know what, Steve, they're excited. Our guys are really enjoying playing football and they go out there with a high level of energy and are excited. And anytime you have those components on a defense, I think you have a chance to succeed.
Nice to see Jaden kind of have a breakout game and really get in the open field a lot in that game.
He did. You know, Jaden really, I think he showcased some of the speed he has and the ability to take it the entire way. He was, 276 yards or somewhere around that number, and a lot of big plays. He was running with great vision. And, you know, I think one of the things that we've tried to do is reduce the number of carries that he has in a game. Early in the season, he was carrying the ball maybe 30-plus times a game, and we're trying to keep him under 20 now. He had 16 on Saturday, and I think when you reduce his carries, he's that much more effective. So I don't know if that's exactly it. He would probably tell you differently. But I think that's made him a lot more effective.
And TJ Spate really seemed to give you something you guys had been lacking, is that big play ability on returns. You talk about his emergence and what that.
You know, TJ's a guy who's been contributing at the receiver position for us, and you know, and there he's had some big games, and he's really helped us out. But I think what he really gave us a spark on Saturday was, as you said, returning the kicks. He really demonstrated his speed. He had two kickoff returns for, I think, an 80-yard average or somewhere around there. Really put us in good field position from an offensive standpoint. Scored one touchdown, but set us up in plus territory on the other one. So, you know, anytime you have a dynamic threat like TJ in the back end, you know, on your returns, you know, it makes people think twice about whether or not they're going to kick the ball to him. The other thing I'll add to that is our guys have done a very good job of really, you know, playing as a unit and setting up the returns and getting on blocks. And we had some outstanding efforts there on Saturday.
And just one more from me, Kevin, this was kind of the time of year last year at that midway point where you guys slumped a little bit heading into that second part of the season. What gives you confidence that you guys can avoid that this year and maybe things you learned last year?
Well, I think, first of all, you know, you've got to take it one game at a time, Steve. And that's something that we talk to our guys about all the time. You know, you're not going to play two games on one Saturday. The only thing that matters is the team you're playing this week. And we've seen enough within this conference that it's all about who plays the best in those 3 hours on Saturday that's going to come off the field with a win. And you've got to make sure that that's where your focus is. That's where your intent of your preparation is it being ready to play 3 hours at the highest level that you possibly can. And I think if we continue that approach and take it 1 week at a time, you know, good things will happen.
Great. Thanks, Kevin.
Yep.
Every next question from Kyle Kennedy. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Rob. Good morning, Coach.
How are you?
Jaden, I'm doing well, Coach. How are you?
Good, thanks.
With Jaden reducing the number of carries, what's sort of factored into the ability to be able to do that? Has it been Sone kind of showing what he's been able to do? What's been the biggest factor in being able to reduce the number of
Having other backs come along and showing that they have the ability to give Jaden a blow and without us losing anything from offense. And it's not like we've drastically reduced it, but we're monitoring his carries and being careful about how much we're asking him to do. It can't just, as I said earlier, it just can't be giving him the ball 30 to 35 times a game. We're going to wear him out. He's not the biggest guy, and we want to make sure that he continues to be explosive, you know, every time he touches the ball. And I think there's other guys in the running back room that Coach Dorsett does a great job of preparing that are ready to go, and we're going to utilize those guys.
And I have to ask, did he campaign at all to go back out with to get to 300 at all? Did you have to intervene?
Jaden's a competitive guy, but that was never a point of discussion, Kyle.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Yep.
Yeah, I want to kind of switch back to your defensive effort. Hampton had a pretty good drive right out of the gate, and you're able to hold them to a field goal there and then pretty much dominated after that. That's an offense, especially with the running game, that had been putting up some big numbers. What was the key in being really the first team that has been able to slow that running game down?
Well, I think, first of all, you know, that first drive, you know, in any start of any football game, there's a little bit of a feeling out process. They did a great job of game planning against us and did a couple of things differently. And it took us that first drive to adjust. But fortunately, the defense stiffened. And as we got down near the red zone, we were able to hold them to a field goal. I think after that, it was a combination of our guys being very comfortable with what they were doing on defense and what the defensive staff was asking them to do, in addition to our offense being very explosive on that day. And anytime your offense is that explosive and you're scoring in one play drives and two play drives and you're getting big plays in your special teams, it makes it a little bit easier to play defense. Hampton was a team that, as you said, has an extremely prolific running attack. And I thought our guys did a good job of rallying to the ball and playing good team defense.
Another tough challenge for your team, as you said this week, with a road trip to an Elon team that's 3-1 in the conference, offensively, starting with another pretty good back in the conference in Jalen Hampton. What do you see from the Elon offense?
Well, you know, their offense, first of all, it's a group that has 11 of 11 starters returning from a year ago. They're very formidable. They run the ball extremely well and are able to do that, as you said, with Jalen Hampton behind an immense offensive line. I think they're talented and they're deep in their skill positions, and they've demonstrated the ability to, you know, move the ball at will against everybody they've played. You know, we've got another huge challenge defensively this week, and I'll be honest with you, Rob. You know, if you take, you know, our next five games, I think four of the teams are nationally ranked. You know, so it's a number of games here in a row that we're going to be at our best. We have to be at our best. And the only one that matters is the next one right now. And, you know, we're doing everything we can to come up with a plan to hopefully slow Elon down.
How about on the other side? It's a defense that's very aggressive with their ends and the way that they play. Yeah. What's going to be the key for you on offense?
Well, you know, as you said, they've got great size, they're athletic, and they're very active. I think their scheme allows them to do a lot of different things. I'm very impressed with, you know, what they're doing, you know, with their defensive front and their linebackers. You know, and that's why they're in the top four, I think, in our conference and in total in scoring defense. They have the ability to keep teams out of the end zone. Even if teams move the ball a little bit on them, they find a way to stiffen up and take the ball away.
All right, Kevin, thanks so much for the time today. Safe travels to North Carolina, and we'll talk again next Monday.
Appreciate it, Rob. Thank you.
Thank you.